Let me get this straight. The general idea is we have nothing specific to fear, but we should remain alert and cautious and fearful just the same. Maybe none of us will get to see the plane coming through the window or the amoeba sliding down our gullets as we drink the water. We might not know the exact moment when we inhaled the lethal dust, the tainted air. So the idea is suspect everything. No, I refuse to adopt paranoia as a lifestyle. A little reckless abandon is what we need right now, and maybe later, keep a spare in your pocket. Let us pledge to use duct tape for life-affirming purposes only, such as making otherwise impossible repairs. Do yourself a favor. Reject all expert opinions. No details at 10. This is the live broadcast of our future. So we must walk barefoot in the rain, scratch the ever-willing dog belly of life. It is absolutely imperative that we love unconditionally, right now. Forgive old hurts and cultivate new possibilities with fervor. Reinvigorate curiosity. Our very lives depend on it. Let us pour our souls upon the beach with 1,000 poor fishermen and countless shiny baubles. Let us count our blessings and savor them like peaches. Let us eat cheese and not apologize. Isn't it high time your skin had a chat with the breeze? Why not let the wind have its way with you? If you went where it pushed you, what would you see? Look, if this were a fairy tale, the witch would have eaten us by now. Instead, every day sunshine pours down by the boatload. You should slather some of that on. Rub a scoop of laughter all over your face. Let the juices run down your grin. I implore you, pinch no penny today. Spend lavishly on someone else. Buck this system of indoctrinated hallucination. You only have one life here. Did you hear me? One life.